It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Loggy, let's do this.
What's that noise again? What's that noise again?
Oh, do we have to?
Oh, I love this. It was revealed to me a couple of weeks ago now that you hate just like noises into a microphone.
I struggle with noises in general.
Which is great. Even like you're really jumpy as well.
Yeah.
And I've sort of found the line where it borderlines cruel. Me giving you frights and I'm like, I sort of do now to ease up because this is just mean.
Bless you, it's not your fault. It's because, you know, it's because of my anxiety condition that I'm always on edge and loud noises can really set me off. So it's...
Yeah, so I've eased up on the
even
loud
though
noises.
I'm loud. That's the funny thing.
It doesn't make sense, does it?
I know. It really doesn't.
So what I've stopped today is the loud noises, and I've just focused on noises. Now, it is your job, Loggy, to tell me what this noise is.
I hate this game so much. I said to you, ASMR is one of the worst things. It makes my teeth really funny. My older sister and I used to do this to each other as like a fighting technique.
Oh!
Like make sounds with our mouths to like...
Oh, don't do that, Loggy. Oh, no.
Yeah, I know. Do you know what I mean? It's gross. And now people are like, oh, it's so soothing. I'm going to listen to someone eat grapes and a chocolate bar at night when I go to bed. No thanks.
When I YouTubed it for the first time, ASMR, people are doing it for like an hour. Like people are literally sitting in their study eating pickles for an hour. And people like that noise.
Are you sure that's what you were...
Anyway. I didn't Google it at work, I swear. Yeah. Anyway, look, you tell me what this noise is. You ready to go?
Yep.
Here we go. Noise number one.
You're having such a good time when you record this. I know you are.
I loved it. I absolutely devoured that.
Okay, I'm going to say that's a hard one because it sounds like a vegetable, but it doesn't have the crunch of a vegetable.
There's crunch there.
So I'm going to say it was more like a biscuit. So I'm going to say, was that a biscuit, like a biscuit that you dunk in a cup of?
Oh, no, nah, I can't give it to you.
Nah.
Smith's chips.
Like, damn!
Yeah, like potato chips.
Damn, that was the other thing I was going to say. All right, fine.
All right, this one might be a little bit harder than if you didn't get the chips.
All right.
Here we go.
Oh, I can't. Why does it go for so long? Ugh. Oh, God, I hate you. Okay. I'm going to say that
there's a lot of crunch.
There was a lot of crunch, but once again, doesn't sound like a crisp crunch. I'm going to say, now I know you had cashews in the first week, so I'm going to say, are they almonds?
No! That was three lifesavers in my mouth, crunching down.
How the hell am I supposed to get this? All right.
No, I honestly reckon you'll get this one.
Okay.
You will get this
Here
one.
We Here go. We go. You're the worst. Of course, you're the type of person that after every sip.
How
okay,
good is that,
I'm.
Though?
I know that is a Sony pop. And that's that. I'm going to say it's a lemonade.
Oh, I was going to give you soda pop.
Yeah,
yeah. It was. Yeah. It was a Diet Coke or a Coke Zero.
Wow.
Yes.
There you go. All right. So that's one of what, six?
One of six.
And then that's it, isn't it?
I might have to speak to Tom.
Nah, I've won it now.
No, you haven't
and
that won.
That will never play again.
Oh, I want to play it with Tom.
Never.
Well, Tom will play it maybe.
No.
I'll talk, yeah.
Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
It was a full moon last night.
I know. I put my crystals out.
I thought of you as I was going to bed. I saw this big moon and I was like, I wonder if Loggy's putting her crystals.
I did.
You did not.
I did.
So how long do they stay outside for charging
up? For the night.
Up?
For the night.
And then they'll be brought in this
morning.
Yeah,
they're brought in this morning.
Oh, my God. I thought of you and I was like, I wonder if she's putting her crystals out.
Oh, man, come on.
Missed the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
On K-Rock.
How good was Saturday?
The weather.
And I mean, just the general, like, just relaxation. Like, you're out and about and then you just
Bang.
Get the call up. Well, get back.
I got the text message.
You got the text.
Yeah, I got 2 hours notice.
Yeah.
I think everyone got 2 hours notice.
I know. Oh,
yeah,
God.
It wasn't just me.
It was intense, wasn't it? But anyway, we're back in lockdown. Though, Jimmy James, my beautiful man, he goes out for a paddle, loves a paddle.
Loves a surf,
shapes his own surfboards. He's into it, right?
Does he shape surfboards?
Yeah.
Oh, so he is like legit, like surfer.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, wow. That is.
Oh, yeah. I've got about 17 surfboards at our house.
Oh.
They've all got a different story and a different vibe. It's beautiful.
Hang on.
Yeah.
And you don't surf?
Well, yes, I do surf. Thank you very much. I haven't been in the ocean since Feb or something, I realise.
So you don't surf then?
Well, hang on. I have a 3-2, okay, which for those that don't know the term, let me explain.
What's a 3-2?
So it's like 3 mil on the body and 2 mil on the extremities. So that's normally like, that's a good suit for like your spring, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, autumn.
Yeah.
But winter doesn't go so well.
Oh, 3-2 is not good at all.
3-2. You're looking for like a 4-3.
You want a 4-3.
Or maybe a, you know, a general 5 all over. Is that a thing?
This is, you've got me convinced that you know what you're talking about with wetsuits.
So Jimmy Saturday morning's like, come on, we're going for a surf. And I'm like, all right, done deal. Let's go.
Yeah.
So down we went.
Beautiful day as
well. Oh, massive. Awesome, right?
So what type of surfboard are you surfing on?
So there? I was on the longboard.
Okay. Because I don't know much about surfing, but I know the longer the board, the easier it is.
Yeah, the easier it is. But I held his board, which is the Peachy Dream Cream Machine. No, Peachy Cream Dream Machine.
Oh, my goodness.
Sorry.
Well, because it was easier to carry, and he carried the longboard.
It's peach-coloured. Sorry. Peachy Cream Dream Machine.
Right.
Anyway, so I carried that, went in the surf, whatever, paddled out. The thing is with surfing that I've discovered is that when I'm paddling, my arms are so sore today.
Are you sore. Are you a swimmer by nature?
I mean, I can.
Yep.
I get around.
Yep.
But it's not like I'm like, get me in that pool. Like,
okay.
Nah. You know. But anyway, so I'm paddling. He's like, keep paddling. I'm like, yeah. But I feel like surfing for me is like crying in the shower. You can't get the satisfaction of the tears rolling down your face. So you never know what you're doing.
Yeah.
So you're just standing in the shower going, but you're not getting the satisfaction of the tears. It's the same with surfing for me. I'm paddling, but the waves are coming at me. So I can't tell whether I'm actually getting anywhere or not.
Yep, yep.
Is that weird or does that make sense?
It makes sense.
Okay.
Because surfing's so hard.
Yeah, and then I got out the back.
Here we go.
I was out the back.
So how long?
He was yelling at me. He's like, you're out the back. Look at you.
How long did it take you to get out the back?
Yeah, it took about 25 minutes. And then after that, I was done. I was like, you know what? The green room, you know, we're here. We've had a good time.
Yeah. I don't want to catch...
VIP in the green room.
I don't want to catch any waves in now because I know it's going to take me 25 minutes to paddle back out.
I did catch a wave in, sort of semi-wave, right?
Epic.
And then, great times. And then I said to Jimmy, he's like, oh, are you done? And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to rest. You go out. So he went out and I sat on the beach. And the best part about sitting on the beach, right, is that all the dogs come up to you and that's a great time.
Yeah.
But the only problem is when you're sitting near a surfboard and you've got a wetsuit on, people think that they can talk to you about the surf and that you'll know what you're talking about.
Yes.
So this guy comes past and he's like,
yes,
you know, it was good today or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, onshore, offshore, you know, East Westleys, you know what they're all about. He's just like, and I'm like, I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Tom and Loggie's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Jono, it has been an absolute pleasure having you in all year, and it's very exciting that you will still be hanging around.
Yes, of course I will be.
Yeah, good. Okay, good. I'm putting you on the spot. But basically, if anyone
4 weeks to go, like, I'm going nowhere.
Good. Basically, if anyone is just hearing this for the first time, you have been doing a Vest and Fairest. If you don't know what that is, we've popped together a little package to get us very excited for the winner.
Jono's Vest and Fairest. It all started with a random idea to choose the best and fairest Geelong player of the year.
Hey, let's do like a 3-2-1 votes and come up with the best Cats player of the year.
We might as well. We talk about the team, but let's celebrate the individuals that play well on the weekend.
So original. Okay, yes, Geelong have their Carty Greaves medal. But an accolade from Jono surely needed its own fancy name.
We threw around some names for what the award could be called.
Mm-hmm. We come up with
Best and Fairest.
Best and Fairest.
And that's the time. tie into Xena.
Yeah, we've got the Xena vest.
Yeah.
Which protects the female players.
The award established its own fancy name. Surely it needed its own catchy tune too.
So what I need for you is at the appropriate time to say the word vest.
Okay, okay? I've got you.
You ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Here we go.
All right. You're simply the vest.
Wait.
Vest.
I think that's all there
is. Yeah, that's it.
Jono's vest and fairest had gained considerable momentum.
14
Was that a bit aggressive?
Vest. 14 has been through enough.
Surely he'd secured a grand prize for the winner.
Yeah. You get a medal.
Yeah.
Best and fairest medal.
Well, I don't know if that's in the budget, Jono.
Oh, it's in progress.
Are you working on it?
Okay.
Yeah.
As long as you're working on it.
I'm working on it.
We believe.
The amount of hours I'm putting into it.
Just
struggling at the moment to nail something. But anyway, that's a care, yes.
Each week we checked in thinking a prize had been conferred.
Have we worked out a prize?
Not yet.
Are you going to bedazzle one of your vests?
Mm-hmm. We might have to do something.
Yeah,
for sure. Gold plate it or something.
Get the hot glue gun out.
Yeah, hot glue gun.
But still, nothing.
Now, as I always ask you at this point, you've organised the big prize.
I'm working on it,
Sean. I just have to supply the pressure.
Thank you.
No, it's all right.
Luckily, we could rely on Jono to tally up the players' points accurately.
The guys that can actually win it. Paddy Dangerfield is sitting fourth at the moment. Zach Tui's on 12, but Zach's injured as well, so he's done. Cam Guthrie jumps up to second.
Huge.
And our Eagle leaders going into the final round are Tom Hawkins and Joel Selwood.
Oh,
so
my
God. So four players that can win this award. Selwood, Hawkins, Guthrie and Dangerfield.
And now it all comes down to this. Who will be Jono's vest and fairest?
Vest.
All will be revealed next.
Vest.
It all comes
very
down to this.
Oh, the build-up.
Oh, I've got tingles.
Yes.
I got sweaty palms.
I've had the votes under lock and key for the last couple of weeks as we get to this end point before finals.
Massive.
Because we thought we'd let the players just go and be part of the final series, not have to worry about whether they're 3-2-1 for this prestigious award.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we thought we'd relax the players on it because I know they've been a little bit tense in the build-up to the final rounds because it's been very close. Of course.
And they've all been watching. They've all been listening.
They've all been listening as well.
Yeah.
And so here we go. We'll start. So in fifth position was a man that had an unbelievable season. Unfortunately got injured late. And that was Tom Stewart. Tom Stewart.
Yeah, so well done.
Tommy Stewart on 12 votes. Another guy who had an unbelievable year as well. And both these guys were injured at different parts. So Paddy Dangerfield was on a fly. He was on his way back into it on 12 votes. And Zach Tui, who played wing, half forward, had some good games. He was also on 12 votes. Cam Guthrie missed a consistency. He was on 13. And then the final two.
Oh.
The final two.
Oh.
And both had unbelievable games, I thought, in a game that saw them obviously get a huge lead and then lose in the end. But these two players have been excellent all year. On 16 votes, in second place, Tom Hawkins.
Oh!
So the winner of the vest and fairest, the inspirational skipper of the Cats, Joel Selwood.
Selzy, our fearless leader, you're the winner.
Joel is with us.
Hello, Joel.
I am with us, guys, and wake up every Monday morning to work out, trying to do the votes. I'm not best at counting and my math, but I knew I had to play a big one.
Oh!
We played a big one for part of the time, and then, it didn't go our way in the end.
No, it didn't, and we do want to forget about Saturday night, but we want to look forward to Port Adelaide over in Adelaide. Let's forget about last Saturday.
There was some good things that happened Saturday night. We did play very well during parts of the game, and then we'll learn plenty from that last probably 40 minutes that we played too. So good time to learn before it gets really important.
Yeah, absolutely. When are you heading over to Adelaide? What does preparation look like for the Catters going over there?
It's a good question. We're really unknown at the moment. I think the there'll be lots of meetings today with the health, SA Health and the AFL and the guys from down at the Cats. So we'll work out all that. We're probably the only thing that we are hopeful for is to try and get in the night before. During the year, when we went to Adelaide, we had to do it all in a day.
That's hard work.
Yeah.
It was a huge effort because we sat in these cricket rooms that were sort of no fresh air, and we sort of slept under tables and whatnot. But
you can't do that in the lead up to a final.
Oh,
no.
Goodness,
at least get a swag.
but what we probably do know, there'll be an isolation period where we just have to probably not, if we're at training, that's probably the only place we're allowed to go, there and home and not mixed with anyone.
Yep.
Now, Joel, it's Loggy here. Hello. I know you know because you listen all the time. But look, I've been going through the AFL tables, right, and the fact that you have only missed finals once in your career is absolutely phenomenal. My boyfriend Jimmy James mentioned it the other night as well. He's like, Joel is an absolute superstar. What does this feel for you going into your 14th year of finals? Are all of them different?
To a degree, they are. Yeah, I mean, this one, again, I mean, they're all exciting, but this one's probably more exciting. We've got a side and a list together right now that is hardened and a little bit older, but mature in that, and fit. Mm. So during some of those finals, we probably limped into them a little bit, but this one, there's probably a bit of an edge to us, which is nice.
And Joel, another layer to it is Tommy Hawkins will play his 300th game this week as well. So I know he's missed out on the best and fairest by a vote to yourself, but that'll quickly be put aside to the fact that it's a massive milestone and you've achieved it recently as well.
I thought this was going to be about me.
I was giving you a chance.
just a great teammate. It's really hard to put into words when they're one of your best friends, but he's what's made the journey fun. I'm not sure if you had one of those along the way, Jono, but you go through a lot of players when you've been around for a long time, and Hawks always brought that culture to Geelong that if we're going to do it, we're going to do it and have fun along the way. So it's made it go a lot quicker.
Such a humble leader there.
Yeah, very much. So, Joel, have you seen on Fox, they show the image of, they put Hawk's photo up. Are his eyes really that blue? Or is he wearing they are popping.
He's next to perfect. The only thing that he's not really good at is picking up his phone. So,
well, that's why you won.
Yeah.
Seriously, though, Joel, this is huge. The best and fairest.
Surely you've got a number of people you want to thank, Joel, along the way. Like, this is probably up there with some of the bigger awards you've achieved throughout your career.
Well, that's it. I'm going to have to find room in the house. I'm going to have to speak to Britt. We've just
it's not that big, Joel.
Straight to the lounge, and we'll find a nice little spot for that. What am I getting?
Yeah,
a medal?
Exactly.
You're getting a medal. Yeah, you're definitely getting
even
a medal.
What we're getting, Jono. Yeah. You haven't even showed us yet.
I have.
We've got your beautiful cutout behind us here, Joel, and we'll pop this video up on our socials later. But Jono, what are we actually?
Yes, it's the Vest and Fairest medal, Joel. Congratulations,
perfect.
The inaugural winner of the Vest and Fairest winner. So you know, over the years to come, this will certainly build up in terms of what this means to the players who win it. And as always, because it's after the Xena Vest, we understand that you can't do it without the people around you, Joel. We've got something little for Britt as well, mate, that'll come in the mail because
yes.
of you can't do it without the support around you. We understand that as players in the competition.
Absolutely.
No, you're too good. And don't worry, we've been talking about the Xena Vest and Fairest all year, so we know what it's all about.
All right, we're going to place...
It's not a little award.
We're going to place the medal over your neck here. Just you cut out, and I'm sure you can feel it going on.
Good.
There we go.
There
it is. Joel Salwood, the winner of the Best and Fairest 2021. Congratulations.
Have you got a champagne in there that you're getting
into? Yes, we should.
Yeah, we should pop. We'll pop in bottles.
Yeah. Hey, Salzy, all the best with the finals campaign as a big Cats fan. Very excited for you guys to dominate and walk away with the silverware in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, good luck, Joel.
Good luck.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Thanks, K-Rock, too, and the K-Rock footy team. The best on air, Benny and Kingy and the crew. So hopefully we give you a really exciting month ahead.
Well done, mate.
You're an absolute legend. Thanks, Alzi.